Chapter 3. Marivelle's grandmother in Florida has fallen ill. Because she's in her 80s and frail, Marivelle's mother has already flown down to Orlando, and Marivelle hopes to join her if Shelby will help her out. "Fine, go," Shelby says when Marivelle asks for time off. "I'll find someone to cover for you. Take as much time as you need." Shelby is known to be a soft touch when employees need time for personal reasons. Juan's mother is getting radiation treatments, and Shelby lets him come in at noon every day so he can take his mom to the hospital. "My kids will love you," Marivelle says. "Kids?" Shelby says, wary. "I don't like kids." "You'll like mine." "Why would I have anything to do with them?" Marivelle grins. "You're my babysitter, baby." Shelby might have used school as an excuse. She's taking advanced biology. But it's spring break, there are no classes, and if she doesn't take a few days off from work, she'll lose her vacation time. Not that this is the vacation she had in mind. She was thinking she would sleep late, go to movie theaters during the day, and spend evenings at the Strand bookstore on Broadway, looking for Ray Bradbury books she hasn't yet read. "I need you to watch them," Marivelle insists. "You're the only one I trust." This is probably the moment Ben had mentioned, when Shelby can show Marivelle she's a true friend. This is beyond concert tickets. This is her life. As soon as she says yes, Shelby is furious with Ben. He always thinks she's more human than she is. That night, as she packs, Shelby won't talk to him. She tends to blame him for whatever goes wrong. "Don't worry, there's nothing to taking care of kids," Ben assures her. But Ben has nephews and nieces and is kind-hearted. Shelby is nasty and ill-tempered. She shudders at the thought of babysitting. "I don't even know how to talk to a child." "Talk to them like you talk to me," Ben advises, "but without the curse words. They repeat what you say, like parrots." She's agreed to 3 days with Marivelle's children. And in Queens, a place she only travels through by train when visiting her parents. Because she has the dogs, Shelby takes a cab out to Astoria, which costs a fortune. It takes 40 minutes with the meter ticking before the cab reaches the street of triple-deckers where Marivelle...